Alrighty, it's Adi Breakfast, and I'm chatting with Ariana from Rare Mori Mai. Oh.
Morena.
Can you turn your own radio down, please?
I don't have a radio on.
Oh, well, gosh, I can hear myself. That is enjoyable. well, alas, we'll soldier on. Talking about Naruto, which I've loved. I've loved to read about. I've been trying to incorporate it myself because, hey, of course, numbers go beyond Tahirua Torifa. So, mm-hmm. Yes. So
yeah, and often the zero is a revelation for people as well, because when we start, for some reason, when we start learning to count in te reo, we learn from tahi rather than zero.
Ah.
So zero is kore.
Kore, yes. Oh, and I think as well, the fact that Nahuru exists, I only thought of Tako. I didn't know 10 had multiple.
Yeah, and then for us down here in Naitahu, Nahuru becomes Kahuru.
Oh, God. So there's three tens. Oh, wow.
There's probably more because there'll be other iwi that drop the G, so they'll have Nahuru.
Tens across the board. Oh, I love it. And then hundreds and thousands and all of that as well, which I've just loved the expansion.
Yeah, it's really great to learn to count in te reo for tamariki because of that place value aspect of it, which we don't quite have. When you're learning to count in English, you have to learn that place value is a thing. Because we don't have it with like 12, 13, 14, whereas in English we would say 10 and 3. I mean, in Te Reo, we would say 10 and 3.
Mm-hmm. I've loved to see the responses to it. People saying that their own tamariki are now playing whare-whare. Good old bingo. Yes. And getting into it. I love
it's a classic, eh? And it's so good because you only need a scrap of paper and a pen, really, and you're away.
And you're away laughing, exactly. And I love how you said bonus points if you use NZSL, New Zealand Sign Language, alongside, which I had no idea they had such an app and website, which, see...
Oh, it's so good. On their website, you can make a vocabulary list for yourself. So if you're wanting to learn all the numbers, you can add them all to a list, and then it will either save it as a PDF or you can print it if you've got access to a printer. So you can make your own worksheet depending on the vocab that you want to work on.
That is so cool. Gosh, see, my heart is warm just hearing about all of this stuff.
And it's trilingual because they often have English, Māori and the sign all in the same place. So.
Yes. I'm fist bumping in the studio. No one can see, but I have to ask, how come, I guess, te reo numbers, Naruto, see, I'm learning still, is such a, I guess, not expanded upon area of learning in schools. I would think that we would go far beyond 1 to 10.
I think they are now. I think that probably, you know, when I was going through school in the 80s and probably those who went through school in the 90s and even in the noughties, is that a thing? Feels weird to say. Anyway. It was very much, you know, 1 to 10, and then much like many other kaupapa, they're expanding the range now, but those of us who went through school before this are kind of have missed out, so that's why we're offering some of the kōrero through te reo Māori mai through our socials so that people can kind of keep up with their kids.
Oh, that's very interesting. I mean, it must illustrate, I guess, the fact that we've, you know, taken strides, that we're improving when it comes to education. But I love the way that kids are the ones that are teaching adults. I love that dynamic.
Yeah, a lot of the people that come to classes with me, like when I ask them why they're interested in te reo, it's either wanting to keep up with their kids or wanting to keep up with their grandkids because they're coming through school and even preschool and school with so much more te reo than their parents and grandparents had. So they're a really good catalyst to change for the older generations. Hopefully it doesn't feel too heavy for them.
No, that is beautiful. I'm reminded of, I actually put it on my Instagram story, just as a side note, someone said to manifest your kaupapa, which I'm true, it's just stuck with me, I guess. I've truly taken the learnings, I mean, not only the kōrero that we have here, but I've applied it to, I guess, a generational sense, if that's something that you've experienced much.
Yeah, there does seem to be a collective shift to better.
Yeah, hey, exactly. And for there's no need for other terms. I'm just pleased it's better outright, you know, full stop, period. Of course. Yeah. I've got to say that I've got to talk and compliment the infographics and just the amazing work that you've been doing on all the socials. Not only from the Whakatauki to these Ngato, but everything in between. There are so many fantastic sayings I've been trying to include myself. Kua ke te puku, which I had two big croissants, so.
Yep, kua ke te puku, it's a good one. And I mean, that's a kind of reel that you can take and use on a daily basis, right? Which is what I'm trying to pitch it for, is that it's not the ceremonial, formal thing. You know, it's great to know your mihi, it's great to know a karakia, but actually for most of us, the opportunities to use those things are few and far between. So what's the reel that we can feed on a daily basis?
And normalising all of these discussions too. Gosh, yeah. I love it oh so much. And just your work, Ariana, I could go on and on complimenting you. It's true.
Yeah, sure.
So, gosh, beyond numbers, what has been the go for you recently?
New products have been going really well. We released a puzzle around helping people expand the reel that they have around Kaitapea here. Which is a sentence that most people kind of have a working or an understanding, at least, that I'm asking, how are you? But then how do I respond beyond Kaitapai? So we released a puzzle to help people engage with that and some different products. And we've also got our online offering, Live with Reo Māori Mai, that's steadily growing. I'm finding my feet in it. So, yeah, it's exciting. Exciting times, lots of new stuff happening. And a new team member joined us. Catherine is now on board, so I'm really enjoying having another human to help.
Yes, yay. Oh, that's great news. Oh, I'm so excited. Yeah. Only bigger and better. See, better, better, better. That's the word of the day, I guess, right? Yes. As always, these korero I value so, so much. Thank you so much, Ariana. And hey, you should be liking Reo Māori Mai on all their socials, and Reo Māori Mai's website should be your homepage. So this is me telling you.
Kia ora. Thank you. Look forward to that.
Yes. Kia ora again. Thank you so much.
Bye.